Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Say the N-word over and over again. That's what it sounded like.
I was like that old joke, why are black people afraid of chainsaws?
Yes.
That was like one of the first jokes I ever heard, like second grade, the first racist joke I ever heard.
That really made you laugh.
Amazing.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things. Coming at you like Cleopatra. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Good morning, buddy.
The great Scott Chaplin is here.
What's up, pals?
Zia's new titties are here.
Hello.
Oh, those are new.
They're
hey,
new.
What's up?
3 weeks old breastises.
Damn.
You can't see a ton. They're in the sports bra. I have to wear it for another like 3 weeks.
Why do you have to wear a sports bra?
To help them heal. So, dude,
they're all Frankenstein-y right now.
They don't look terrible.
Keep them in place like a cast.
Keep them in place until the heals into the pocket.
Falling apart.
Yeah, they're like titty slings.
Exactly.
They're like scabbing. You need the scab to heal.
Exactly.
Dylan, this is looks the like a thing. Cup of cum. This is so light. I need it to be way less light. This is crazy.
And I'll take a cup of cum.
Zia, I see, here's the thing. I was very excited. We were booking Zia. I said, Shannon, as soon as Zia gets those new tits, start getting around more often. Because you're great, but you know your titties were always lacking. That's
fact. They were sad. They were sad boobies. They were sad tits. They were sad flat boobies, and now I have boobies.
Now you have some
breasts. I love them
breasts,
so much.
But I was very excited for you to come in because I assume you would be popping, flaunting, you know, doing all that other stuff.
I know. I just can't for a little while longer.
You
can
do it.
You think I could?
I think you just why not flash the real ass audience right now? Give them a little bit of fucking.
I'm saving it for when they look good and for when I'm going to unveil them on OnlyFans. I'm going to do a live. I'm going to do my first live.
Your first ever live OnlyFans. You're unveiling the new titties.
So are you doing like a drum roll or what's the song? Final Countdown?
Final Countdown's a good one.
Here's my big fake tits.
So nobody's seen your fake tits yet.
I've shown like a couple of people. I showed Chrissy because I went, I'm going to be one of
her. Oh,
I show Chrissy.
Oh,
why?
You'll show Chrissy. What the fuck is Chrissy?
What's
I'm
that?
Gonna be her bridesmaid
on
so...
Compound Media.
No, bridesmaid? I'm gonna be one of her bridesmaids. So we were shopping for bridesmaids dresses, and we were changing, and she's.
They have
them.
To. They have to match the red MAGA hat that you're wearing.
They're blue and they're beautiful. Yeah. So like, she's one of the only people that's seen them. I haven't really shown a lot of people because they're not healed yet. They don't look like what they're going to look like.
Once they're healed, you're ready to show the world.
Yes, I will.
The people are very excited about this.
I'm excited.
They want to see. I mean, how about this? If we get 100 people in the live chat that vote yes that you show your tits to them in the stream today, can we do it?
No, I want to unveil them. It's going to be a big thing. I'm excited. It's a big deal. Tiny boobs for so long.
Hear me out. Ready? Pre-tape the Frankenstein tits that you have now,
the
right?
The Franken boobs?
Yes. And then Halloween time, you release it to OnlyFans who pay a little more.
I like that.
You could put it in like black and white grainy,
like
and
that.
You're like bride of Franken tits
like,
or something, you know?
That
is
scars.
A great idea.
Not bad, yeah.
That's
pay an extra whatever
thing.
Dollars.
Oh, dude, I've already had, I do have someone that keeps asking to see my scars. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. You want to know how I got these scars? Guys, pay for my tits.
Doggy.
As opposed to most OnlyFans girls who just show their emotional scars every day.
I do that every day on my stream.
So how?
I don't
so
need OnlyFans for that.
Talk to me a little bit about this surgery, because Shannon has to go get her tits redone at one point.
What
right?
are you doing them, Shannon?
We got to figure it out.
Figuring it out?
I'm not, like, I'm Shannon, I'm out, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, I haven't even really thought about it in a while.
You fuck it. Shannon had like a 3-month period where I was going to pay for her tits. We were going to go down
That's
to Florida.
Awesome.
We're going to have a whole fucking thing. And she fucked it up. She really fucked it up.
Oh, what did she do?
I said, whoa.
She waited too long, and I got into a relationship, and now it's just too late.
Oh, it's a shame.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah, my girl's not, she's not a fan of me offering to buy Shannon new tits.
That's kind of weird, because you guys are like buds, you know? That's like it's like helping your sister move. Yeah. That's what buying Shannon tits is. I can't go to my niece's christening? That's what that is. Christen her titties, man. Yeah. Come on, what's wrong with your girl?
I was going to hit her in the chest with a bottle of champagne.
I'm going to be honest. If my husband was like, hey, I want to buy my sister a boob job, I'd be like, yeah. Help you out.
Yeah, it's like let's there's something that. Nice about that.
Look, we all
I wish
to...
I could buy my sister tits.
So, right? Yeah,
talk to me about this surgery. What is 3 weeks ago? What was the whole, where'd you go?
It's interesting. So I went to this guy, Dr. Brian Glatt in Morristown. He does excellent tits. The reason that I went to him is because they look so natural. Like all of his boobs looks. I wanted a very natural
look. And is there a website
look.
You go and you see the tits, the work that he's done?
Yeah. He has a before and after gallery.
Can we see that? Can we see his before and after gallery? And then see if we can sneak some Zia tits. See if we can. Maybe he put Zia up already.
No, that's what I'm saying. They don't do that yet. Like they take the afters at like 6 months because it takes so long for them to drop.
How bad are these fucking tits? Right now?
They're really not that bad. They actually look way better than
the day after. Did you like take them off when you're like, no, what did I do to myself?
No, because I researched so much, I knew what to expect.
So what? Do me a favor.
What
pull
to
up.
Expect? When, it's like having a baby.
Yes.
What to expect?
Yeah. When you're expecting new titties.
New titties.
Yeah. It just takes 6 months for them to, you know. Come out.
Babies
so
are 9 months.
Can we see?
Not even as long.
So this is a before and after. I like this. But before you even do that, Shannon, show me day one breast imp. I want to see what they look like day one.
So some girls get really square boobs and they're like up here. Some
SpongeBob square tits.
So, yes, exactly. It's really fucking weird looking. Mine were more like cone shaped. They were like little.
Like Madonna.
Yes, they were like Madonna boobs. Mm. It wasn't terrible, but it was enough that I was like, oh God.
Was it like black and blue? Mm-mm. There was a scarring.
I had like almost no bruising. I have little tiny, they're about this big right underneath.
Right.
And they're already starting to go away. I rub scar cream on them every day.
Wow.
He does really good work. Like he stitches them from the inside. I never saw the incision.
We're getting a lot of offers for scar cream from the live chat right now.
Oh, that's so
nice. They said they have all natural scar cream.
That's fantastic. That I'm telling tits. It's their jizz, yes.
Oh, that's what they meant? Okay.
Now, what about nipples? Like, say you have shitty nipples.
Them.
They have...
She kept those.
Do they have, like, nipple replacement?
You can get... I've heard... I love my nipples before, and I love them now. They're okay, good. They're but good. You can... Like, some girls have big ones. They can get areola. Like, they can get them resized.
Why would anyone
smaller?
Want
cowardice.
Big... Oh, I see.
No, they make them smaller.
Yeah, obviously. Smaller. How do you make them smaller?
I don't fucking know. I didn't
they
look
probably
into that.
Just carve out... The outside.
Throw it out and go, all right, it's done.
They trim a little bit from the
And then
outside.
They pull it. How would they fucking make the areola smaller? Because I will tell you right now, no offense to the gals that are out there that have big areolas, not a fan.
It's not my thing either. I'm not really.
Yeah, saucer nipples.
That is one thing that I am happy. I had small boobs, but I had great nipples.
That is an atrocity when girls with small tits have giant nipples.
Oh, that would suck.
When they're all nipple.
Well, that's the problem. When women have babies, the nipples go out the window. Like it, like they become... A whole it's like pregnant tits. That's why we watched breastfeeding.7 on Instagram on Monday show. It was a great Instagram. We really loved it. Those were particularly this is why those are great because those are really nice tits. Most of the time when you see women that are breastfeeding, the tits are fucking just
they're all chewed up.
They're mangled.
Yeah, dude. It looks like looks like a dog got a hold of a fucking tennis ball in the backyard, and that's what her tit becomes.
If I ever changed my mind about having kids, I'd get a surrogate.
Really?
Fuck yeah. I'm not. I'm
so
not
you would have another woman carry the baby.
Yeah, I love that. If I ever decide to have a kid, I'm not having a kid.
Absolutely.
Well, that's crazy as well. You hear about people getting surrogates, and that is like, I in my opinion, should be illegal.
Why?
Yeah, let's
that
go. Like, let's go with
what's
that.
What's wrong with making
fuck
someone
yeah.
else do it? They
Handmaid's
get the money,
Tale.
You get
you're
the
a
baby.
Fucking.
I
you're
like
a
it.
Woman. You got one job.
Yeah, and if you can't do it, put a strap on and get to work with me, bitch.
I'm just saying, doggy.
Yeah, help me. Pick
I
up
get
this
it
wood.
Though because her body is her work. It's like a doctor can't injure his hands.
Exactly.
She can't ruin her body.
First of all,
you could get insurance on your tits and pussy,
probably
right?
Could.
Yeah,
no.
Like Lloyd's insurance. Of London.
Yeah,
like Bret Hart's back.
Yeah,
but I think they'd consider a kid a natural disaster. So I don't know how that they would how that would be claimed. You,
FEMA's got to come in and look and see his pussy.
Yeah, no. If
you know,
a
they
woman
say that you know Zia's pussy's okay because the Waffle House stayed open.
If a woman gets a surrogate, I feel like she is like I'm kind of a feminist in the regard that like I don't think that women have to have kids. I really don't. Like I'm not going. If a woman says I don't want to have a kid, I'm not going like, oh, you're not even a woman. Some people feel that way, yeah, you know, and I get it. I kind of feel that way deep down, but I'll say on a podcast, not really. Okay. What I'm saying is if you say I want to have a kid, but I'm not going to do the thing of having a kid, I feel like that is a fucking.
What about women who can't carry kids? Like they just physically nature fucked them. They can't have kids.
They should do arm strengthening exercises.
That was the worst chip joke I've ever heard.
Is that? Did you just figure out why I'm so good on Chip?
Yes.
I spent 10 years sitting next to Spix Bickerson.
Makes so much sense now.
Oh. Shit. So now your tits are almost there. All right. Well, good
They're
for you,
getting
Zia.
Them.
I'm very happy for you.
They're
Everyone
healing.
Support Zia and
They're
go to
lovely.
Her OnlyFans and fucking
In
spend some cash.
3 weeks.
We need to come up with a list of female comedians that are on OnlyFans because I found another one.
Another one.
The other day, I didn't even know. I just clicked on her profile. It said nothing about OnlyFans. She's never mentioned OnlyFans. And this girl, I don't know why I clicked on her profile. I have no idea what urged me to. You know what it was?
Look at him like backtracking.
No.
I clicked on this girl's OnlyFans. Wait, I have a girlfriend. Yeah. And because my phone, it went crazy.
You know how like, your thumb accidentally clicks on profiles and then
Chat
hits Linktree?
GPT, right? And I said, ChatGPT, what would I not do on my phone? And it started looking up girls' tits that I know.
No, that's not what it was. She's a comic, and I was watching her horrible sketch content. In fact, everyone in Jamaica, this is the...
Everyone in Jamaica.
I brought it up to everyone that I saw in Jamaica. This girl's content was
Natalie's
so
like, yeah.
fucking bad. She makes sketches. Zach, I'll show them to you in a bit. It's,
oh, yeah. No, I'm excited. Hate watching bad comedy.
It's a comic it's, we know?
No. You wouldn't even know this girl. So she, I knew her from the road. And I ended
Sorry.
Up, Zia. That is almost as bad as getting a surrogate. Be a fucking lady.
There's
no,
air in her tits
no one
right
thinks
now.
It's cool.
I can't
no
help
one,
it.
Girls
they just
like,
come out.
Girls that are like, oh, I burp, I fart, I watch baseball.
Yeah. Girls
like,
don't
I
fart.
Eat Doritos.
It stinks.
Like,
it stinks.
Girls don't fart. I don't know what you're talking
Be
about.
Be hot and dainty. Okay?
I can't. I'm not. There's
yeah, you
just,
are.
I'm small. I'm dainty.
Yeah.
Small and dainty.
But
so
that's about it.
You're
My boobs
right?
did fart, by the way, when I first got them done. Yeah. There's air trapped in there, so when I would move, they would like make squishy air noises. It was really
so I have
weird.
A dent in my chest, right? You could see it, like if
oh,
I wear
yeah,
shirts
yeah.
with material in it. It's called
okay,
pectus excavatum, and I can fart sometimes.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like that.
How is that not your closer?
You think we got an OnlyFans going?
That's great.
Check the racist live chat.
No, but I clicked on this bitch's
Fart
profile. I clicked on this bitch's profile, and she had a fucking OnlyFans. And it was fucking, like, straight up,
to
like...
To your chagrin.
To my... To
yeah,
my,
to my shock. To your dismay.
But we need to come up with a definitive list of comedians on OnlyFans, and then we need to do reviews and come up with, like, who's the fucking best.
Yeah, I like that. That there's, doesn't sound like it. That'll affect them in their lives.
There's a YouTube channel that does something like kind of like that. They review girls' OnlyFans.
Oh,
I got
it.
Reviewed on one.
What did they say?
They loved it. It was very actually nice. I was a little nervous to watch it, but it was very complimentary. They were lovely about it. They said that it was worth the money. I was like, great.
Oh yeah,
that's
Fuck
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very happy. But they're not the only ones. Like,
oh, so it's
is...
like worth it on Vice.
But there are secret fucking there are girls that are on OnlyFans. They don't even advertise it. Like I don't even. But how would you even get?
It's because for people that are hardcore fans that go and actually click their link to be like, and then they're like, oh shit, they have an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I think that, and then it makes it easier that you don't have to deal with all the fucking weirdo incels online because there's a lot of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
People talk a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
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 What but. Do you think that is? That's just like their gym, right? That's like
I
letting
guess.
Out some sort of stress.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Like, well, I'm not going to jog today, so let me call this girl a whore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it makes them feel good in their own
yeah,
lives.
Yeah.
I think, in my opinion, this trolling in general is an attempt at being funny.
Sometimes,
maybe,
but also,
yeah.
But no, I think 99% of the time when an internet troll, whether it's funny or not, right? Regardless, right? I think the goal for them is to make themselves and other people laugh annoy you. It's funny to annoy the you know what I'm saying? Like, sure. So,
whoever
like,
it is.
I've dealt with a lot of trolls, and I've been a troll myself, so I get it. You know, I completely get it. And most of the time, I feel like that's where it's coming from, is they're just trying to fucking...
I think it's, A, to be funny, B, I think it's, like, a desperation to be part of it. I think they want in on it.
But they're in on it already. So they listen to the podcast. They follow you on social media. You interact with them, right? You're part of this machine that is mean comedy, right?
Right.
You opted for that. Mm. You did not opt for the nice girl comedy.
But here's the thing. It's the people that are fans of comedy and the they're all lovely to me. And when they joke, it's in good nature. And I can tell. And I like know these people that you
Half the people
with.
That are trolls, that's just another. It's an alternative account they have. And they're being nice to you on one account. They're one, jerking off to your OnlyFans. And then they're being mean. I'm telling you right now. I promise you, there's 1,000 of those guys that
that's
are out
so
there.
I actually believe that. I didn't even think of that.
Did you ever hear of that girl who was getting like harassing messages from her boyfriend telling her she should quit something, that
that's
she sucked at something?
Hysterical.
And then, yeah, it turns out it was her boyfriend. I think
what?
I just ruined the story.
Dude.
Yeah. She like thought it was some piece of shit. And then she checked his phone at night one night and it was him sending
yeah,
messages.
Signing
like,
into a fucking
stupid bitch. I think she was posting like her singing on YouTube or something.
Wow.
She's like, some guy is telling me I should stop pursuing my dream and I stink.
Please kill yourself and blow your boyfriend more.
Yeah.
Stay home and make hot dinners. Give
Make
up
babies.
On your dream.
But I think that we're part of this machine of the last. It doesn't really exist as much anymore, right? But like the Opie and Anthony, sort of like that crowd sort of birthed the New York podcasting scene crowd, right?
Sure.
And a lot of that, like the foundation in the New York podcasting scene was built off of just fucking mean dickheads.
Yeah.
We just say mean shit to each other. We would go on fucking YKWD back in the day. We would just say the most horrible thing you could possibly say to each other. And I feel like Real Ass Podcast is sort of an extension of that. We still have that. We fuck with each other in such a mean, evil way. Zach says hurtful words to me. Regularly.
Do you go home and get sad?
I built a career on it.
Yeah, but regularly, no, because I've built such a thick skin and this is what we do. We made a career out of making fun of each other this way, right? But he says things that, like, another person, if we were just in the workplace, you'd be like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, it'd be like an issue, like shit about like my son's mother and fucking like that is like, so what happens is you go on the internet and a person who
is, she's a great decision maker.
You go on the internet and a person who's a fan of these shows goes like, oh, that's what this comedy is. So they kind of come at you with like this thing and I think most of the time they're being funny. Even if they don't like you, they're still just trying to be funny. They're still trying to make themselves laugh. And when you disconnect the emotion from it and you go like, oh, well, they're just trying to be a part of it. And they are a part of it technically because we don't exist without them. You start to appreciate it and you start to be less offended. I don't block people. I don't mute people. I let people go, you know, on like, I don't respond. I won't give them. I feel like saying fuck you or blocking somebody is the same thing. They're sort
of
looking.
I don't respond to anyone.
Yeah. But do you ever block people?
I block people.
So that's a response.
But it's kind of. But I don't block people that are trying to make jokes. Like, I block people that are just making statements. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you can tell the difference. I know what you're talking about. I feel like that's a different thing.
Of course.
I feel like there's like a whole incel side of the internet that like isn't, these aren't people that watch me on podcasts. They're just people that find me or like find me through like that kind of right wing crowd.
Right.
A little bit more. And then they're just making weird statements about shit in general. And I'm like, I don't have time for this. I don't care about you.
No, of course. Yeah. And it's probably good that you've developed a thicker skin.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you had to rub some cream onto it.
I have to rub some cream. It's okay. Getting better.
Rub a little bit of scar cream on your internet persona and you'll be fine. You'll be good.
It's not bad. It's definitely, I think when you get started, it's a little bit shocking because you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. But definitely as time goes on, you do develop a thicker skin. But there, it comes a point where I'm like, I don't need to see this. I don't care about your opinion on what I do.
Yeah.
Thanks. Like, you're
right,
not.
I'll stop.
God damn it, Lewis. I knew that was
you. I'll stop trolling you. All right, Zach and Miko, we got to take a quick moment and thank YourCreative.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. The marquee sponsors for Skankfest now 3 years in a row. They fucking support us. We support them. If you're over 21 and you want to get some Kratom, get it from YourCreative.com.
Absolutely, guys. Stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, and bodegas and getting just a little bit of Kratom at a time where you can get it a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. It's the best deal you're going to get in the world of Kratom.
Right now, go to YourCreative.com, grab their products. It's the best deal on the internet. YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? All right, look, let's get some plugs going. We got a great show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. We are live on the Gas Digital Network. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Use that unladylike and undainty.
I'm not a dainty lady, luckily. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Unlock thousands of hours of content that are not available and anywhere else. All ad-free and uncensored in one place. Why do I have the hiccups? Don't give me coffee that gives me hiccups, fuckface. Jesus Christ. Sorry, guys. Dylan really fucked up here.
You have the hiccups because you were talking too fast about edgy comedy.
I asked for a cup of coffee, we're not mean a hiccup to each of other, coffee.
And the thing about being mean is it makes us geniuses. Whenever you were talking about for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it was a nice little rant.
That's why you have the hiccups.
So,
sorry, I'm drunk on narcissism.
Some people would call it retarded, but other people reward us, and so it's good.
I do like it. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Unlock it all. We're launching a brand new website, launching a brand new app. I know that there has been hiccups in the stream. Obviously, hiccup is the word of the day, by the way. There's been hiccups in the stream. We're testing things right now, like, so much. We want to launch the new website. We can't launch it until everything is perfect, though. We don't want to fucking launch and, you know, have issues. So just hang tight. We think... Ralph said April 15th, and I'm going to stand by that. I'm announcing April 15th. How about that? April 15th, brand new GasDigital.com. GasDigital.com will be the new website. GasDigitalNetwork.com will be a thing of the past. And, yeah, you can subscribe there. You get all that stuff. And then the new app is coming out shortly after. Zia, what are you plugging?
Zealand everywhere. I'm on Twitch, YouTube, and OnlyFans. I'm going to start streaming on Kick as well. Just going to give it a shot. They said they put me on the front page. I was like, fuck it. That sounds fun. So I'll be on Kick as well. Zealand everywhere. It's XIALAND. You can find all my stuff. I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy, and that game is really addicting.
It's transphobic.
Yeah. I don't care.
No, I don't know. I don't even know. It can't be.
It's really not.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Scott _ Chaplin on the, all the things. Out for Smokes is a podcast I have with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. It's very good. And Wrestle Roast with Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence, and Robert Karpeles.
Boom. Very cool. Zach Amico.
420, I'm doing Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Should be really fun. And just thank you so much to everybody that came out to Soul Joel's over the weekend and to the New York Comedy Club in Stamford last night. Really, really cool to see people come out with merch on and shit. Thank you, guys.
Fuck yeah, guys. Lots of live stuff coming up. April 14th and 15th, the first time ever in St. Louis, Missouri. Very excited about these shows. Come out to those. Then 420 show. We are celebrating 420 in Las Vegas at Wise Guys Vegas. One night only, me and Chris from Brooklyn. And then we're going to West Jordan, Utah, the 21st and 22nd. I got Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth. I got Secret Group in Houston coming up. Lafayette, Louisiana. Comics Roadhouse. Uncasville, Connecticut. Grand Rapids. Emis, Pennsylvania. Chicago, Detroit, and more. Legion of Skanks going on tour together for the first time ever. We're doing a run of theater shows August 10th through 12th in the New England area. Grab tickets for all those shows, lewisofskanks.com. Make sure you subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And also this Monday, April 10th, Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern, Skankfest tickets are going on sale. We sold out in 2 minutes last year. They're going to sell out even faster this year. Do not fucking wait around. Go to skankfest.com. Shout out to Yo Kratom for being the marquee sponsor now, I think, 3 years in a row for Skankfest. Without them, it is not possible. Support Yo Kratom because they support everything that we do. Yo Kratom presents Skankfest. We're announcing the lineups on Sunday the 9th. Tickets go on sale on Monday the 10th at 1 p.m. It's gonna be fucking, I mean, it's bonkers. We have we just officially locked up a secret musical guest for the Thursday night kickoff party. Really excited about that.
By the way, pretty cool.
Pretty awesome. Right. Pretty fucking awesome.
Pretty very, cool.
Way cooler than last year, in my opinion. No offense to, you know, Everlast was incredible last year, but I think people are gonna be way more into it this year.
Can you give a hint on what genre?
Music?
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll tell it's metal. I'll tell you.
Yeah, one of them wears fingerless gloves for sure.
But yeah, grab those tickets. Make sure you do that on Monday. And oh, you know what? Fuck, what am I saying? Today, if you're watching live, Big Jay Oakerson's brand new special, Dog Belly, premieres 3 p.m. Eastern on his YouTube channel. So right now, go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Click on the link, press play. Even if you can't watch it right now, just press play, make a little comment, you know, manipulate the algorithm, be a fucking influencer, do whatever you got to do. Get out there and support my brother, Big Jay, with his brand new special, which was recorded last year at Skankfest. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Let's talk about this. What, this is the woman that has two vaginas? What is this? Do they show the vaginas? Shannon, if they don't show the pussies, I got to be honest with you, I'm having an issue with this story.
They don't.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it two vaginas or is it just two entrances? Like, does she have two pairs of lips?
She has two everythings. Like, she has two cervixes, two uteruses.
I mean, the outside.
Two whole vaginas.
Can you find another person with two vaginas? I need to see what two vaginas looks like on a human that's real.
So, I think I've seen this story, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, you can't. It doesn't show, like, two vaginas like this.
Yeah.
But it was all tight and weird on the inside, and everything was painful. So, like, when you get in there, I think there's two.
It's a left or a right. It's like a fork in the road.
I think so. I think that's kind of what it is, because I remember seeing this and I was like, what the fuck? So I kind of read into it a bit, but they don't show photos, which is disappointing.
It's like a whore found a genie and she's like, I want two pussies. And then it's like, all right. And then it hurts
it's
forever.
It's a curse.
It's a curse. It's a shame. A
yeah, there's nothing hot about a woman with two vaginas. I mean, if it was just full fledged.
Two assholes now.
That's the name of this podcast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We already have an asshole. So if you need another hole.
Yeah, if you want a better pussy, you know, you don't ask for another pussy. You ask for a butthole.
A butthole. Hole.
Just a butthole in the front.
I disagree. I don't think the butthole's a better pussy.
Yeah, I know. I just said
like
it. I like the butthole, but it's different than the pussy.
It's fun for what it is and the degradation and the dirtiness of it. But just like the way a vagina works is it's a muscle. It contracts. All of it contracts around you. When you fuck a girl in the ass, it's just the ring.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's not tight in the inside.
Interesting. Because
that's
I've
a great old Big J
like
joke where he was like, you fuck a girl in the ass. he was like, we don't even want to do it. We do it just because we want to see if you'll let us do it. And then he's like, when you put your dick in her ass, it feels like you put your dick into a hole, and the other side of that hole is a warehouse full of nothingness.
I never knew that. No one talks about that.
There's nothing in
it
there.
Really is
it's
like
just
that.
Like a, it's
yeah.
like it just it feels like a hole of like a black hole. Like there's another universe in there. Yeah. And we just do it. I as I've gotten older, I've gotten more into feet, gotten more into buttholes.
Feet.
Why so feet?
You. Do you like foot jobs? You gotten foot jobs?
I've never been able to. My problem is I can't even get a blowjob.
What do you mean you can't get a blowjob?
I have a hard time not wanting to just have sex.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not I'm like, I have a hard time just light. Like, my girl got me a candle that says light me when you're on a blowjob. It's like a little sexy Christmas gift. And
so I took a stinky shit and I she starts sucking my dick.
But like I have a hard time just like lighting the candle and laying back and just being like, oh, just go to town. I want to fucking.
You want to hump?
Like it's foreplay. Like a blowjob
yeah,
is foreplay.
A blowjob is foreplay. Yeah. I mean, look, I can sit back and just get a blowjob, but if I can have sex, I'd rather have sex. You know.
Of course, that.
Sure.
Each and every time. Yeah. But butthole stuff, not bad. You got to fucking, you know, you gotta get a girl that has a good diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. Well, Zia does these eating things on her channel. I'm assuming if you try, yeah. What is it, Sunday night, 6
Sunday
p.m.?
Night.
If you try to fuck Zia in the ass on Monday morning, it is going to fucking be a problem.
Wait, what
not
do you do
idea.
Sunday night at 6 p.m.?
Sunday night at 8 p.m., actually.
You're going to do it on Easter as well?
Every
Jesus
Sunday.
Fucking shit.
No, she just eats snacks.
Oh, you just eat snacks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not eating
pussies. She's going to be putting fucking marshmallow peeps into her pussy. That's a great idea.
That is actually a really good idea.
Yeah, the bunnies.
Do you do it sexy though, or like are your tits out? What is the deal? Why
yeah,
would
the
anyone
stream? No, it's on Twitch.
You're just eating Skittles, talking
OnlyFans.
To people.
Just reviewing snacks.
What about in a bikini? Do it in a bikini.
I could, but I'd have to be in a blow up pool.
They don't let you do bikini unless you're in a pool.
Unless you're in a pool.
That's what the whole hot tub stream thing is?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this rule?
That's
Twitch.
This sounds like hot tub and Twitch are in cahoots, the hot tub industry.
Yeah, the hot tub industry.
Hey, you can't be in a bikini unless you're in a hot tub. Motherfucker, who is your cousin, Mr. Tub? Yeah. What are we talking about? What
is this a ploy by Big Kitty Pool?
This is a rule they made?
It's a rule. And near, like in or near a body of water, basically.
Oh, you need to be near water.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're in a pool, you're in a hot tub, you're by the ocean.
What about a big puddle?
But you could,
maybe.
You could wear.
That's a redneck hot tub.
Yeah.
You could wear like a revealing outfit, though.
Yeah.
And that's not an issue.
Yeah.
And AI like detects water.
Honestly, I have no fucking idea how it works.
Somebody report you. Some fucking incel
Some
will report you.
Will report
yeah, yeah.
That's not water.
Dude, I got reported and my account got banned for 3 days because I was wearing, I never wore a bra ever before this because I didn't need to because I had no tits. But my shirt, you could see the shadow of my nipples through my shirt and some asshole reported me and I got a 3-day suspension. I was like, what the fuck?
What a fag.
What an asshole.
Could it be a lady, though?
Maybe. It could be. It could be like, my husband watches this.
No, I doubt it. It's always a guy. They think it's funny to report. That's why the Legion of Skanks channel got nuked.
Really?
We literally got nuked because we left porn in the thing. It wasn't like some free speech, like, oh, they're trying to fucking shut us down. Like, they don't care about the Legion of Skanks. Yeah, yeah. We are not dangerous. No. What's great, I'm glad the fact that people have sort of taken the foot off the gas and they don't politicize us as much, which it's about to fucking get crazy again with this whole Trump shit. And that's honestly my only problem with Trump. I don't give a fuck at all about politics, is but when he's fucking running, people get crazy. And then they come after whoever annoying. They can come after. They want to politicize everything, right? So they don't really fucking politicize any of the shit that we do anymore, you know? But what was I just fucking saying? Whatever.
It got nuked.
The channel got nuked because you left porn up.
Yeah, so we left porn on the channel. And
they watched a porn on the live stream that would go to gas. And yeah, they forgot to censor it.
And some, literally in real time, I happened to come into the channel like a minute after it aired. And they were like, oh, and I was like, hey, how's the show going? And people in the live chat were like, oh, dude, they just showed porn. Ha ha. Then people were like, oh, we should report it. Everyone report it. Ha ha ha. And then it was a bunch of fans who liked the show that reported the fucking content and got our channel
taken away. Yeah. Like, now you can't watch your show, dummies.
Damn. They don't care. They think it's hilarious. And to be honest with you, when you step back and you look at it,
it's
fucking hilarious.
You ever go to a house party when you're a kid and you go like, I know him, but I don't know him. Yeah. So you go, let's fuck up this dude's house. You know, like, you go like, let's make sure his parents find out he had a fucking party.
Yes.
That's what that is. Yes. It's like, we know Lewis, but we don't know him. So let's clog his toilet and kill one of his goldfish. Fuck it.
Are you guys going to go over to Rumble?
We have a channel now on Rumble, and we have a YouTube channel again.
Rumble is what, like Russell Brand and shit is on Rumble?
Yeah, it's like the fucking, you know, Nazi YouTube.
Yeah, it's the, yeah.
Which is fine. We talked to them about it, and I had a couple conversations with them, and they were interested in doing something with us, and then they just, another guy hit me up. I got annoyed, because, like, I had a conversation with somebody there, I think it was like a person in charge of something, and they were like, oh yeah, dude, we'd love to do something with you guys, we love your brand. And then, like, another guy hit me up with, like, just instructions on how to sign up for Rumble. And I was like, I don't need fucking instructions on how to sign up for Rumble. So I don't know if he put him in touch with me and there was a miscommunication. But I was like, no, I'm not going to just fucking go to a platform that not as many people use for the sake of doing it. You know, I have an uncensored platform. GasDigitalNetwork.com, baby boy.
Yeah. About to be GasDigital.com.
GasDigital.com.
April 15th.
Let's see. Lewis is lying. He did not watch people report the video. Herp all day. You're a fucking lying pussy bitch.
Yeah, get his herp all day. Get his ass.
No, I'm not lying. Anybody who was in the fucking chat was there. They all saw it fucking happen. You fucking cunt, faggot, bitch, pussy. Yeah.
You just let it roll off your back when people troll you.
Shannon,
you know, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Can we
of these people are just joking. They say they want to kill my mother and that I'm a whore pig who deserves to die. It's a bit, actually, that started with Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, they're trying to be funny.
And then Shannon, they're like, Lewis is being a fag today. I will rape your mother!
Shannon, can we ban people from the chat yet? What are we doing here?
Not yet. Once we move over.
Is the new chat, or Shannon, the new chat?
I don't block people.
Yeah. I don't block people. I dox them. It's called doxing, and it's not a big deal. Their mother just gets phone calls at 4 a.m. saying that her dead husband is getting dug up at the moment.
I don't block people. That's different. You are in my house right now. You are in my house.
I'm sorry. Let me take off my shoes.
YouTube is not my house. YouTube is a fucking mall. Twitter is a fucking supermarket, right?
True.
I play by their rules. When you are in my house, thegasdigitalnetwork.com, you will not tell me that I'm a liar.
You're in Lewis's house. Quick, light the blowjob candle. Light the blowjob candle.
No, dude. No, Herb all day. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, look what you did.
You're getting so worked
clean
up.
Clean my coffee. Yeah. You fucking piece of shit.
If that guy went, watch me make Lewis spill his coffee, that is funny.
Shit, dude. Shannon, in the new chat, will we have the ability to ban people? Here's what I want. Because it's what I do on Twitch all the time. I want the ability to have you, with a click of a button, to ban somebody for like 5 minutes from the chat.
You can time them out.
I believe, yes. I believe that
timing out will be my new tool in the racist live chat when you are disrespecting me or calling me a liar. I don't often censor these people, but sometimes they gotta be.
One of my chat went over to one of my like regulars in chat. We raided Anthony, and he was playing Call of Duty or Warzone or one of those games, And he was... he's like Anthony, a regular Kumia.
Oh, Kumia. He plays video games?
Yeah, yeah. He streams on Twitch. He plays games. And fucking my chat...
Loser! Sorry, Anthony. You're a fucking loser.
Wait, I play video games.
I know! You're a loser,
so
too.
So
but you're like at least 20 years younger. Okay, continue.
He's living his life. He's living
Andrew
his best
be playing
life.
Atari on Twitch? He's playing Pong?
He's playing Crocker.
There's few places you could say the N-word freely, and Call of Duty is one of them.
But he went over, and it was like... He's super nice in my chat. He's such a nice guy. He was just joking around. He said, why don't you aim better? Like, it was just a joke, super innocuous. He got banned like immediately. He's still banned from Anthony's chat. He can't
oh,
go
no.
back.
I love it.
It's and he's so nice. He's the nicest guy. It's hilarious.
I love to I time people out. A full-fledged ban, in order for me to ban you on my Twitch chat, after I've timed you out like 3 or 4 times, if you come back and you just keep on doing it, then I'll just full-fledged ban you.
Yeah.
Because on Twitch, and just like Gas Digital, this is, it's not, so if you're on the Gas Digital chat right now, the Racist Live chat, okay, sometimes they're not even talking about the show. Sometimes they're sharing pictures and they're fucking having, it's a community just like Twitch, right?
Yeah.
So when you go on Twitch, there's 50 people watching me play a video game, but they're sort of having their own conversation about whatever's going on in the world, right? So if you're disrupting that by being a cunt, just by spamming, trolling, whatever else it is, and you're that you're sort of ruining that experience. So it's not about me. I don't have to look down at the fucking chat. I don't really give a shit, okay? But if you call me a liar to my chat, these people will get very upset, okay? My audience will be... they'll
these
lose
people
their-
are having fun at the party. This guy walks in. He calls me a liar. Everyone's like, hey, we're just hanging out with Lewis.
They love me, and they love everything I have to say, okay? Look, everyone agrees.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hitler did nothing wrong, from the Racist Live chat says. Lewis plays Warzone like a Down syndrome 8-year-old. Okay. Wow. One of the best troll I ever got on Twitch was while I was playing Warzone, because I camp so much, and I was just like, I'm fucking like, there's fighting happening outside the doors and people are stomping everywhere, and I'm just like sitting in the corner of the room shaking, and somebody said that Lewis plays Warzone like a Uvalde cop. Which was the fucking, I mean, it was so funny, dude.
That's funny. See, that's the kind of shit that's hilarious.
Great.
I love that.
Great. So what happened with Kid Rock? You shot a can of Bud Light in response to this trans partnership?
Yeah, I'll show you the video.
Cases.
Let's see.
Oh, he's got a blue MAGA hat. Switching it.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible.
Oh, wow.
Fuck Bud Light and fuck Anheuser-Busch.
Damn,
have a terrific day.
Damn, doggy. He really... You see, you can't...
He's so worked up.
I don't even know if he really cares that much, but he's made a decision. He's like, you know what, dude? I'm going to be very clear with my message.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I'm too on the fence with shit. You
what
know?
An absolute dumb fuck.
Oh, he's the dumbest man in the world.
Because that's to promote his tour. He's on the No Snowflakes tour.
Oh, boy.
Because he's triggered by that... Bud Light gave a trans person a sponsorship.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that the definition of being a snowflake?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just, who fucking cares that much? Like no if way. You, like, who cares? You, and if you are, if that's your thing, like, you're like, I need to fucking make this statement. What you're trying to do is you're just trying to capture, like...
It's a dog whistle.
The lowest level of human being. Now, I think it's retarded. I think that Bud Light sucks for using this fucking tranny to sell beers when they know that it's just to create this conversation.
I was going
to
say, they know why they did it. It's not because they care.
Right. They don't care.
What is the commercial? Have we seen the commercial?
They have a trans sponsorship. So they have a they sent a trans...
Dylan Mulvaney or whatever.
Put a Bud Light in your pocket.
Do you want me to play it?
Why pay thousands for surgery? You can put a bottle in your pocket.
Impressive carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us.
She's like, usually I do this with dicks.
That's a beautiful lady. I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness.
Oh, stop it.
And I thought we were all just having a hectic
time. Right, it's enough.
No, hold on. Let's see her drink them. I want her to open them up. I want her lips to touch it.
I can't watch.
I feel like you're about to discover a whole new world on Pornhub.
Look,
you're getting so interested.
Look at Lewis getting all Kid Rock on us. Turn it off for a second. I can't watch her open the can.
Bow with the bow.
The bang. Yeah. You are the American badass.
I like Kid Rock more than I like her. Can I say that she's done nothing that I like?
Sure.
Kid Rock has done a fucking few thumping jams.
I like probably five Kid Rock songs.
I separate the art from the artist, and I don't give a fuck about this transgendered spokesperson at all. I'm not falling for that shit, right? Kid Rock has made some thumping tunes, and I will always respect him for that. I'm just saying he's a fucking moron. Either he's being trolled and fell for it, or he's just dog whistling to the lowest common denominator of human beings who are just like
he knows his fan base.
What is the message that you're so upset about a transgender spokesperson that you have to pull out a machine gun and start shooting? That is the message is bonkers. It's
the
a
message
crazy
is ew. Yeah. Ew. Fuck that gay shit. That's what it is. It's just like, hey guys, fuck that gay shit.
Which
that's
I get.
It is.
I get.
And you've heard he has like all this land and shit, and it's crazy. Shane's been there. Apparently, okay, so he's got all the money in the world, right? Yeah. And so Michael Jackson had Neverland. He's got wherever he has, and it's just
redneck land.
Yeah, instead of like pedophile stuff where it's like circus stuff, it's racist shit here. So he's gonna have his own world where he believes in his bullshit.
Yeah.
He's a fucking clown. Look at all that land. That's his land.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I do just want to note, Lou, that on Monday you did say that only the left protest things. And that is very clearly
no, it's true, but this is so rare. It's glaring. Like, who the fuck else is like...
I mean, tons. But people that protested Nike, all the people that stand outside of abortion clinics.
I was going to say
the right is just as cutty as the left.
No,
I don't agree. I don't agree. There's a very, very small percentage of people that are willing to go and fucking protest that are on the right, that are willing to show up and like, I'm not going to buy that product now. Mm-hmm. It's just not the way that people on the right think. People on the left, it's ingrained into the way that they were raised. And I think you're talking about a few examples of it. This happens every day with the left with products like, I mean, there's a list of products you shouldn't use because they're linked to Trump or whoever.
See, but
the fuck
I
else.
Feel like that's a small percentage. Like when I was living in LA, right? Everybody knows Chick-fil-A donated to anti-gay, whatever the fuck their thing is. Every gay person I know is like, I don't give a fuck. I love Chick-fil-A.
Right.
They're still going.
I think on both sides,
it's a small, very vocal percentage. Yeah,
minority.
But they're loud. Yeah, they're
you're probably shit. Right about that. But I do think it's more of a trait of people on the left to start protesting a product that they don't like because it doesn't align with who they are politically. I live in the world of I have a lot of friends who are on the right. I just don't really see that. I typically don't see it. Whereas I do have people that are on the left, like I have people that I know very close that they won't use certain products. And I think that that's just built into the culture. So we could agree to disagree. But
if I could ban you right now, I fucking would.
You know, the left's known for burning records. Yeah.
Well, my dad was a Republican and Bruce Springsteen came out against Bush or something and he stopped listening to Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it goes both ways.
Sides does
of course
it, yeah.
it does. Yeah.
No.
Everybody knows that.
No.
Everybody knows everything is everything except fucking Lewis.
Nope, I won't give into this one. Sorry, guys.
But you see it happen.
The right wing never causes
the
a
right
big stink
is
about
like
things.
This and the left is like that.
Yeah. Isn't that what January 6th was? The right was like, "No." And they freaked out.
I don't know. We got to call Chrissy on that one.
Don't disrespect.
She was there. But she was interviewing people.
Yeah, she's doing bits, right? Yeah, I never cared about that.
No.
I really never cared.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Chrissy is one of my closest friends. I love her so much. And, like, we agree on some stuff, but we totally don't agree on other stuff. It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she's a dumb retard, but I don't
she's
care that
so
she
nice.
Went to... No,
I'm sure she's
and I think she's super funny, but I don't care that she went to January 6th.
I don't give a shit either.
She was doing bits. It's like when the Daily Show people do bits.
Yeah.
Chrissy
she went
is,
to do bits,
Chrissy's
right?
very funny.
Yeah,
Chrissy's
she
a
is
very,
very
funny,
funny
comedian.
Yeah,
listen.
I agree.
But if you follow her for her politics, you are a fucking retard.
You're a retard.
You're
yeah.
a retard. Follow
she's
Chrissy because she's funny. I know.
She's
follow,
hilarious.
Follow,
she's
follow,
hot.
Follow Chrissy because she's funny.
Yes.
And
pretty
she's
cute.
Hot.
Yeah, she's a cute chick. Sure.
You should call her show Politits.
Politics with Chrissy.
She also has the Simpcast on Sunday nights, which I do frequent a lot, and I think that's such
right,
a fucking good
stop promoting
name.
Chrissy's
no,
horse shit
saying, it's
on
such
this
a good
fucking shut up.
Get name.
Shut up. Cut
horse shit is what Chrissy leaves in the toilet.
Jesus Christ, dude. I love Chrissy, but I, you know, fucking.
Yeah, Chrissy is funny. Yeah,
you know, let's fucking get real.
Anyway, the point is
fucking sickening.
Politics.
I remember one time Chrissy said like she was like I didn't want to. I don't have a conversation with Lewis. He called me a conservative, and he wouldn't even understand what a libertarian is. Like Chrissy, shut up.
Oh, she's a libertarian.
Are you both libertarians?
No, I'm not a libertarian.
What are you?
If you're a libertarian, you're a fag. I'll say that right now. You're a fence sitting fag. Be a Republican. Be a Republican like you want to be, you fucking pussies.
I'm so on the fence. You can call me that. Like I'm so in the middle on so many things. Both sides annoy the shit out of me. Yeah.
All right, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com is the website to get legal THC products. Delta 8 THC is found in hemp, and it gets you super high. It's legal in, I believe, 50 states now, so you can get Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door at a fraction of the price of regular weed. What is there not to love here?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And let me tell you, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com right now. When you check out, use the promo code GAS, and you're going to save 25% off your entire order. Promo code GAS at YoDelta.com for 25% off. All right, where were we?
Yum none.
You know what? Let's clear the table here.
I'm like right in the middle.
Let's clear the table here. Bad baby twerks on her mom while celebrating her 20th birthday.
Ew.
Let's go.
The 20.
Oh, right. Now she didn't learn this from me because I don't know how to do it.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
That made me feel better.
She has a $6 million mansion she bought in cash. She's a fucking genius.
She's the number one OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I don't even think she does nudes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she does.
I wouldn't call her a genius. What I would say is she made chicken salad out of chicken shit. She was, she did great. You know, look, you know, she's, the genius lies in the fact that she's talentless and she's fucking.
She capitalized on it.
Yeah, made a fucking ton of money.
She's doing all right. She could retire now and live the rest of her life. She bought a couple of like income generating things, like an apartment building, a couple of car washes. She'd be fucking set.
Imagine if that's your landlord. Oh, you ain't paid the rent. My toilet's not working. What you want me to do about it?
Yeah, Bad Baby is like. Yeah, she's fucking, you know.
It's wild.
It is as good as it gets. You see a girl, she was on that, you know, Dr. Phil show, being a fucking lunatic, and it literally worked out the best case scenario. She made all of the right decisions, but I wouldn't necessarily call her a genius. She's still sort of
probably well represented.
Yeah, that's true.
Clearly, whoever got their hooks on her when she was
young.
They
figured it out.
Went, I can make a lot of money off these big juice hits.
She might not be a genius, but someone around her figured some shit out for her. That's true.
Someone's she doesn't speak like a fucking idiot anymore. I mean, you know, she still has an accent, but I literally think that's.
Does she? I've never heard her speak.
But she, I have. Like, she came into a restaurant that I used to work at. She talks totally normal.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
I think it's an act. Yeah. It's what?
It's affected. It's not real.
Yeah.
It's something she puts on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, it is definitely so. I thought it was just maybe the area she grew up in.
Yeah.
Sometimes
but,
you meet white chicks. Because she's Jewish, right? Her dad's Jewish and her mom's just like an Italian.
We just saw that lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's some white lady with a butchy haircut.
Yeah. I mean, look, if your child is a fucking retard, right? Then you would point them in the direction of Bad Baby, like, all right, this is the best case scenario.
Yeah, please be able to shake your ass.
If my
retard.
Niece was watching Bad Baby, like, I would have a conversation with my sister, be like, what are you fucking doing? You can't.
I wouldn't let my kids watch it.
No,
absolutely not.
She's fucking, you know, a true fucking lunatic. I saw a bunch of girls yesterday. Me and my chick, we celebrated my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday!
It was on the first, but we had a nice it was actually a really fucking nice day. Yesterday was one of the nicest days I've had in a long time. Okay, got up, streamed some video games, ate some breakfast. We did yoga. We did fucking went and got a massage, a little couples massage. Then we went. There's like a like a day spa where it has like steam, sauna, hot tubs, cold dips, pools, all that shit. We did one of those. And then we went to a nice dinner last night. And right at the end of the night, it was a table of Bad Babies right next to us. It was just like all these like 15-year-old girls and they had fucking eyelashes like this. And I had no idea, like, I mean, they were, I don't know why they didn't order food. They ordered plates of fruit. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. It was a nice restaurant, right? Nothing crazy, but it was Eddie V's, which is like a prime seafood place, like a higher end like chain. And they just ordered, these girls just ordered plates of fruit and water. And I feel like they just went to a nice restaurant just to get nice pictures.
To be seen.
And then fucking that was it. And then they went out and did whatever the fuck else they did.
I mean, hey, at least they spent the least amount of money.
It was fucking crazy.
The servers hated them.
Oh my God.
You ever go to LA and you see people eating? There's that pancake place in LA that's super popular on Sunset. And the pancakes are this big. And
you're talking about the griddle.
Yeah. Take pictures of the pancakes and then go... fucking throw, crazy. You know, well, not throw them out, just leave them on the table and leave.
Yeah. Kim Congdon used to work at the Griddle. When I met and started dating Kim, she was a waitress at the Griddle. And
that's
hilarious. I've been to the Griddle so many times.
That's fucking awesome.
And that place was fucking.
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times too, because Khaleesi's down the street. Yeah
dude, that place is fucking just massive pancakes. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? What you snacking on? The Griddle edition. I love breakfast food in general, I'll say.
Same.
This will be breakfast food. What you're snacking on? What's your breakfast go to? You go to a diner, you go to the grill, you go anywhere. What you snacking on?
I'm either getting an omelet of some kind, eggs, or pancakes. It's one or the other, or both. I sometimes get both. I have a little bit of both.
Oh, well, you got to have a dessert. You got to get a savory. So you got to, you go with the chick. You get you each get a savory thing, your own savory thing.
And then you split pancakes.
You split some pancakes or some French toast.
Some French toast with some strawberries on it.
I like both. Sometimes I'll go with ones that have fruit, but I like the over-the-top ones where they have like bananas and Nutella and chocolate and whipped cream and fucking M&M's. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's too much.
No, it's not.
Should we do a crepe? What is a crepe?
What is a crepe?
What time does a man eat a crepe? I guess right now, honey.
Doggy.
Can you eat a fucking crepe, dude?
Crepes are fire.
Crepes are good.
There's the creperie.
Never been.
Oh, yeah.
Where is this?
There's two of them. There's one in the East Village, one in the West Village, I believe. I used to go there all the fucking time. They have savory, they have sweet, they have everything. Love a crepe. Love a crepe. French pancake, very thin, folded over. If people don't know, if they've never... Some of these people, they live in their mother's basements. They've never been out.
You know what a crepe is? It's a French pancake. Which it's not. It's like how you describe a thing. But in France, they don't go, oh, a crepe... What is a crepe? They go, French pancake.
It is a French pancake.
Yeah, but that's not what they call it. You're acting like you're saying science.
You're such a naysayer,
when you're just being
Scott.
Descriptive.
You're being... Here's what Scott
does. He goes, the science of it. In France, they call it a French pancake. No, they don't. They call it a crepe.
This is Scott. I figured out Scott's rhythm.
And if you want to describe it like a dumb American, you would call it a French pancake.
I figured out Scott's rhythm.
The smart thing to say is French pancake.
Scott waits till I say something slightly stupid, and then he goes off on a whole rant. He goes off on a whole fucking rant.
Well, because when you say something too stupid, it's 10 minutes long, and then I go, oh, I can't shit on that, because then I'll get really angry. Okay, let's go. What's happening?
What is a crepe?
It's a French pancake.
Oh, weird. A crepe is a very thin type of pin cake.
No! No! No, wait. Is pan and cake separated? Are they separated words? Are they implying that it is a cake made out of, from a pan? Wait a second. Are you going to eat that banana? Listen. Are the word pan and cake separate? I got to look this up.
Don't you fucking tell me, you fucking cunt.
Piece of shit.
And you take your side blindly, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Because it's funny.
Nah, fuck you, dude.
No, because I sounded right, and that's what matters.
You're both blocked.
Fuck you and Google or whatever you use. What is a... What are they called again?
Crepe.
Oh, fuck. A crepe? Mother cunt! It's a very thin type of pancake.
Crepe.
Whatever, man.
Fucking asshole motherfucker.
Fucking French fag over here.
Reason that I know, I remember so specifically, in French class, in the seventh grade, when I first started taking French, like the day three or whatever, they're just going over like foods. They're trying to like ease you in. They're like French toast.
Sure.
And I remember the description was a very thin French pancake, usually filled with either sweet or savory things. It was just,
God damn it.
Before I'd ever had a crepe, my first...
I've never seen someone so defeated.
You associated crepe with French pancake.
Yes,
from
the first time I heard of a crepe, it was fucking French pancake in my mind, doggy.
I think
you gotta understand. I didn't know pancake was like there was types other than like you know.
It's literally
chocolate
the same
chip.
Exact,
like
it's the same.
They have Dutch
the same dough as a pancake,
and they
right?
roll it,
and they just make it
or
very
you know,
thin.
And then they flip. Yes. Yeah,
that's what it is, Scott. It's a very thin French pancake.
So. I think you know what the real problem is. You can't ask a crepe, and that's
pretty
the
sure.
real issue. You can't go crepe. What are you? They go. I'm certainly not a fucking pancake. I'll tell you that much.
Sure
but you can't ask a crepe.
The first thing I've ever heard.
So mad. Scott hates being wrong.
It's not that I'm always wrong. I'm only right here at this table. at this table.
Have you seen Talladega Nights?
It's been stripped from me. Yeah, I've seen Talladega Nights.
Don't they go over that in Talladega Nights where he talks about how it's a really thin French pancake?
Please pull up the crepe scene from Talladega Nights.
That's how I've heard about
it. No.
I've never seen Talladega Nights.
You're a fucking liar. It's one of your favorite movies. It's one of your favorite movies, and you show your fucking... Every time you have a girlfriend...
I auditioned for it.
No, you did.
No, I didn't. Oh, I was like 8 when
it came out.
Isn't
it one of your favorite movies?
No, it's not. No, you're thinking of Walk Hard.
Okay.
Right here, yeah.
I have come here to defeat you. Oh, well, there's strikes 2 and 3 right there.
No.
Did you hear what you said? Well, welcome to America, amigo. You are faster, Ricky Bobby.
But I am faster.
Right, you let go of me, you Formula One jazz nut job.
Like the frightened baby chipmunk, you are scared by anything that is different.
There's not going to be a crepe in this thing.
No, of course not.
It comes.
But first, I want you to say, I love crepes.
Don't you say it, Ricky. These colors don't rhyme.
That's me. Yeah, you're a French coward, dude.
Frenchy, I thought about it. So why don't you go ahead and break my arm? I don't want to break your arm, Monsieur Bobby, but I am a man of my word.
Here's the deal. He's not going to break it, because I'm going to slip out of it right now. Houdini.
Whoa!
So all right, fine. I got it. I want to go watch this movie now.
Yeah, it's now we're just going to go.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
Is it good? Is it?
It's not as good as Walk Hard or Anchorman.
No.
Is it appropriate to watch with my son? I'm trying to watch movies with my son.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't
How
think
old
it's
is he again?
10.
I watched it when I was younger than that, and I'm fine.
What's the most inappropriate thing you've watched?
We watched some of Step Brothers the other day, and he's about to rat me out to his mother.
This fucking coward.
Step Brothers.
He's a
fantastic.
Fucking pussy, dude. My son, and he'll hear this, and he should.
Step One Brothers day he's is gonna. Dirtier. Oh,
please put this in the notes, Shannon. Lewis describes his son being a pussy because I want my son to find this one day. It's crazy what a little pussy he's becoming. We'll be watching a movie, and I'm like, Dad, this is just, it's inappropriate. I shouldn't be watching this. I'm like, let me fucking tell you that.
Yeah, he's learning how to be a gentleman.
I'll give him a cigarette. I was like, Dad, I'm 10 years old. I'm like, oh, really, little fag? You can't smoke?
He'll reel it in.
I would be mad, too, because I was the kid that would like sneak in to watch Married with Children when I wasn't supposed
to. Like,
aren't you supposed to want to see things?
I showed him probably maybe the most, it wasn't even that inappropriate, but
pictures of your wedding.
Vacation.
Oh, National Lampoon's.
National Lampoon's Vacation. And there's tits in the movie, right? And like, I know the tits are coming up, okay? I know it's happening. I was like, you know what?
Let him see the boobs.
He can see some tits. Not a big deal.
Cool.
He's seen some tits before. Not even a big deal. As soon as those tits come on the screen, here's him. Oh my God, Dad. Why would you show me this movie?
Wow. You got to call him sexist when that happens.
It
Reverse
was fucking
it on
crazy.
Wow. Just I'm so surprised.
Crazy. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude.
I remember my little brother playing video games once, and he zooms in. It was a female character walking. He zooms in on the ass, and he goes, oh, yeah, look at that ass. He was like 9. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I was very embarrassed when I was that age about liking girls, right? Sure. He's in the 4th grade. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't admit to my mom that I like girls. But I definitely, if it was a movie with tits, I would have been like, oh, hey, like, whatever. Like, I'm mature. I don't really care. And he's just fucking, he likes to pit me and his mother against each other. So really what he does is he takes the data and he goes back to his mom and be like, oh yeah, Dad showed me a movie with boobs. Then she gets mad at me. Then he comes back to me and he fucking tells me things that she does, which is never anything wrong. So I don't have any reason
to get
mad.
He's pitting you guys against you because it's like probably an attention
thing. You know
what?
Hold on.
He's trying to bond with you.
He's pitting her against me. Never mind.
Yeah.
I realize that I'm making poor decisions and she's not happy with it. As I talked through that.
That's probably a pretty mature way of looking at it.
I just talked myself through that. I need to go back to therapy.
Wait, I want to say my breakfast thing.
Oh, please.
I went to Shelsky's in Brooklyn. It's like a super Jewish deli. And I got 2 of the best bagels I've ever had. One was Szechuan peppercorn. Fucking awesome. So it was like a spicy peppercorn bagel. And the other was a pretzel bagel with the big salt that's on like a hard pretzel. Yeah. Fucking amazing.
What
phenomenal
toppings do
you get? I got a pork roll, egg and cheese. Mm. Fucking unreal, dude.
So this is like a
like a Jewish deli.
Specialty bagel place though. Yeah, yeah. Special bagels.
It's like the place like for lunch they have like the big pastrami sandwiches and shit. Mm. But they also do custom like bagels.
Yeah. My breakfast go to if I'm at a diner, all things considered, they got everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with corned beef hash.
Okay.
With 3 over medium eggs. True over medium.
Okay.
Right? Like, when I say over medium, I mean over fucking medium. Some people don't know, right? Because the reason I order over medium, because I would just order regular fucking over easy eggs.
But the whites are never quite cooked.
Never quite cooked. If they know how to fucking do it, that's good. But then sometimes you order over medium, they overcook it. It's not yolky. You got
to
send it back.
I want the yellow to be runny, but I want the white to be a little crispy.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly. Over medium. Okay.
Yeah, sunny side up.
That's crazy.
Oh, I let it run. I dip the
you
toast
like it runny?
In it. I dip my toast in it.
Stop. Do you like the runny whites?
I don't mind the runny whites because the toast is soaking everything up.
It's like eating snot.
Yeah.
It feels like slimy.
Oh, we're pretending we don't eat snot now, Louis. That's what we're doing. Yeah, it is what probably is if I ever done that.
Doggy. I eat 3 over medium eggs, corned beef hash. Now, not the corned beef hash, like the big real corned beef. I need the shitty corned beef from a can mixed with a little chopped potatoes, like into a mush.
Nice.
That's my shit, right? Maybe some whole wheat toast that I'm going to get unquestionably every time. If they got grits, I'm getting grits. Every time.
Grits. Are
you've
good?
Never had fucking grits. Get the fuck out of the studio right now.
Wait,
go back to Chrissy, Maryland.
Grits are not a thing in Hawaii. We have rice with everything. Rice with all, like, breakfast.
Rice is kind of like grits. It's
dish.
Like if grits,
I feel like grits is
together,
somewhere,
you know,
between rice and oatmeal.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So grits are made from corn, okay, if you guys remember, from Them's is Hominy Grits. From Them's is Hominy Grits.
My
come
cousin
on, guys.
Vinny.
Thank you, bitch.
Wow.
Thank you. See, wow. Shannon speaks Lewis very fluently now at this point, okay?
Wow.
And hominy is a type of large corn. It's a type of corn that's very, very big. But grits is made from corn. Typically, I'll get my grits with a little bit of butter. Sometimes I'll throw some of that cheese on those grits, some cheesy, buttery grits. And then we'll throw some French toast at the end.
I'll try that.
Because French toast is the most superior of all the pastry.
Really? French toast over pancakes and waffles?
Did we talk about this on Monday's show?
No.
Jamaica. Yeah, in Jamaica.
In Jamaica, we
talked
on what you snacking on breakfast edition.
Yeah.
We did.
It was just a conversation we had while eating breakfast.
Was it what you snacking on though? I think I did do the song.
You probably did the song.
I
yeah.
did the song in my with my mouth. This was the same conversation we had. But these people are talented. You guys are fucking boring as shit, and you're not funny at jokes.
Y'all do waffles with ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, I'll do waffles with ice cream anytime.
In the morning?
Chocolate sauce.
Yeah, in the morning, evening, whenever.
If you're already eating a waffle, what's some more? Like,
2 a.m.
You already got the waffle.
I mean,
ice cream's a home game for me. I'm going to have to shit in 20 minutes.
That's an issue.
Okay.
That's an issue.
Typically, if I'm eating ice cream, all right, what is your favorite way to get ice cream? How do you get ice cream into your mouth?
Spoon.
Damn. That's the only answer, huh?
I mean you could use a cone. You could use a cone.
No, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I love a cone. Well, what I do at home is I'll take the cones and I fucking crush them. I let it.
And you put them into the bowl.
Drop them in. I break up different
cone
candies,
is a great topic that no ice cream shops use as a topic.
I know, brother. Cookies.
Yeah, but Ben and Jerry's has Americone Dream.
Yeah, but it's not that great.
I like it.
No, it's
like,
not. Because I'm not a vanilla fan.
I'm also not a.
We know.
I'm not a tub of ice cream guy. Yeah. Most if I'm doing that, it's because I'm getting ice cream for the kids at home. They want to have a little bit. If I'm gonna have ice cream, I want to go to a fucking gelatier. No, I was trying to say whatever one who makes gelato.
Gelatier. I don't know.
Gelatier.
Just making shit up.
Gelatinous.
That's just me.
If I want gelato, I'm going to Zach's home because he's got a gelato maker. And no, but or I'll go to like a nice ice cream place, get some soft serve ice cream with a couple fucking toppings, right? But on this show, I talked a while ago about the best thing to put ice cream on top of
donut.
Cake donut. Cake donut, microwave that bitch for 30 seconds.
That is good fun. Respect, respect.
Microwave that bitch for 30 seconds. Throw a scoop of fucking chocolate chip ice cream on top of that. It'll change the fucking game.
Hold on, we got
you're doing it on Sunday. You're doing it on Sunday.
The wheels are already turning.
Wait, hold on. I saw Natalie's face real quick. Do not microwave a donut for 30 seconds.
Thank you.
It's like 10
seconds.
It
will burn. You're right.
30 seconds.
No.
I want you to melt your face.
Yeah. Do not ruin the donut.
When we did this last time, Lewis told him to microwave the donut for a minute.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yes, you did.
Maybe 15 seconds. Maybe 15 seconds. You want it to be hot enough that the ice cream starts to melt, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to mix because I never liked cake as a kid. I didn't. I'm not a big cake fan. So I would mix my cake with my ice cream, and I would just mix it like this into like a cakey ice creamy soup thing. And it was awesome.
Every birthday, ice cream cake for me.
Wow,
yes. Well,
big boy shit.
Not really. Still to this day.
To this fucking day, dude. My mom goes, "Are you stopping by for your birthday?" I go, "Sure," and there'll be an ice cream cake waiting.
Carvel.
Yeah, Carvel.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Dude, for 4th of July, we didn't have a dessert this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this. And I ordered a cookie puss. Huge hit.
I still want to have a cookie puss.
Cookie puss is a fun thing. I'm not a huge ice cream cake guy, though.
Oh, they're the best ones.
I feel like ice cream and cake should be separated. It should be you have your cake.
Are you segregating your ice cream?
Fucking guy, man.
Chocolate cake on one side brain of the room.
It's always got to be
separate
this.
Water fountain, separate toppings.
Doug, you know, you need
M&M's over here, Skittles over there.
You need your cake on a plate. You need a fucking scoop of ice cream on the side if you should choose it. Ice cream is cold, and ice cream is a fucking vibe, doggy. You're at a party with 30 people. You think everybody wants ice cream?
No.
Nobody. Almost nobody does. Nope. 8 people want ice cream in their cake.
I know.
Okay.
And then you get all the ice cream. That's how that works.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's great.
Yeah, you go, oh, nobody wants ice cream? I guess I get to have all of the fucking ice cream cake.
Yeah. Because
y'all like carrot
cake. It's greedy.
Because you were lying to your taste buds.
Carrot cake is crazy.
My dad had a carrot cake as his wedding cake, and I was like, really? This, it was good, but it was weird.
If I was your mom, I would have divorced him.
This was my
fucking Bugs Bunny?
My dad's wife now.
I liked it, Scott. I don't know, bro. Like a Bugs Bunny asshole.
This is what's up, docking ass motherfucker.
I'm going to clip this and send it fucking, to my dad.
Fucking duck season? Get out of here.
I'm clipping
roasting his ass, dude.
Yeah, dude. No one's safe around Scott.
No way, dude.
he would love it.
Yeah, dude. No, carrot cake is the worst of the cakes, right? I think unquestionably.
I like it with cream cheese icing.
I was going to say, the only thing I like about carrot cake is the cream cheese frosting. I would replace every frosting with cream cheese frosting.
I'll say this right now, and maybe people are going to call me crazy, but red velvet cake sucks cock.
Yeah, because it's dry as fuck. It's never
it
good.
Oh, it fucking sucks.
It sucks
all of the cock.
Red velvet. I don't want to think of velvet when I'm eating. No.
It's dry as velvet, too. It sucks. Terrible.
Yeah, red velvet sucks. It is it's a simpleton cake.
It's just chocolate.
And as we
dry
found
chocolate
out,
cake with food coloring.
As we found out, very popular for Kwanzaa.
Really? Black people love a red fucking velvet cake.
They
dude.
Love red. No, they love red.
Just red?
Yeah, dude, they're gang members.
They love red. No, that we found out for Kwanzaa that it's all red stuff.
Oh.
And then it's because black people love red food.
Interesting.
Dude.
They also love salmon. I know that sounds weird, but when I waited tables, I noticed a really huge trend, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, you know, I never had salmon until I started dating Khalees. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, that's more of a me thing, probably. I don't think
it's probably more.
I only ever had like tuna.
I feel like white women also love salmon.
Yeah, everybody.
I don't know. Just like proportionately, when I were waiting tables, black people always got, we had a salmon hash and a Norwegian Benedict, both salmon. They always got that. White people got like the California omelet, which is like bacon and avocado and shit. Yeah. I don't know why. It was the oddest thing.
Black people
like,
don't
okay.
like to eat pork very often. They don't like eating pigs.
Well, because, and also my husband's friend is black, but he's Muslim, so he doesn't eat pork. There's a lot of like Muslims in the black community.
I think there's like, well, it's also, I think in the black community, they look at it as like a dirty animal, whatever. I have black friends who wouldn't eat pork. And the reason that they said, they were like, yeah, it like rolls around in its own shit. It's a disgusting animal. Like, it's like, I don't know that's any more true with a cow or a chicken. I think they all roll in their own shit depending on how they're taking care of.
They're all dumb as fuck.
Yeah, they're all dumb as fuck. We kill
pigs
them.
Pigs are smarter than any other animal, really.
No, but I think they're dumb.
But
no,
I think it was just like an old wives.
Dumb,
I think it was an old wives' tale, like within the black community, that like pigs are just fucking gross creatures.
If it's with the Muslim thing, it could also, for the same reason with Jews, because the reason Jews didn't eat pork was because it went bad and spoiled at the time.
You get brain
so they
amoebas.
Put it into the religion, don't eat pork, because so many people are getting sick. The same reason with shellfish, because it would spoil. So then it got put into the religion, but really it's because they didn't have a way to keep it from getting you sick.
It's kind of a way to pass a law without passing a law.
I love shellfish.
Yeah.
I like
love
it.
Love shellfish.
Crabs.
I had some shellfish with you for the first time, remember?
What do we have?
Where are you? Clams?
Oysters?
You
oh, oysters.
Oysters, yeah. Jersey.
I was trying to get
Jersey,
horny.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying
to get naked.
This shit gets you horny. I was like, hey, all right.
Here, to eat this.
Some oysters, some green M&Ms.
Yeah, no, I love
put on my Barry
oyster.
Manilow record.
I love an oyster.
Never had an oyster.
You've never had an oyster?
No.
It's good.
Very we have opihis. I'll try an oyster.
You might have to go across the street for oysters after this just to get a fucking dozen oysters. Slurp them down. Let's go. Shannon, have you ever had an oyster? Because you're fucking vegan, and that's like...
You're vegan?
Oysters are alive when you eat them. Do you know that?
I haven't been vegan forever, though.
Oysters are the only animal that I personally eat while it's alive. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It fucks you up a little bit when you think about it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I didn't see a move, and they don't really move like that?
I don't think they move.
No, I think it's like when the shell is closed, it's like a muscle that can go... And that's all it can do. When it's like out like that, I think it's like... It's looking at me like, please don't eat me, and you...
Do you think it even thinks that? They don't have brains, right?
Can you Google if they have souls?
Just a little muscle. They have souls?
Shannon, please, can you find out if oysters have souls, please? Definitively, please? I don't think they have brains. I think it's a heart or something, right? There's no organs.
I didn't know they were alive.
It's a booger. I could be making all this up.
I don't know.
Yeah, alive. I'm unwilling to question you anymore. I'm too afraid.
Yes, oysters are alive as you eat them. In fact, you are going to eat an oyster raw. It has to be alive or else it will no longer be safe to eat. They become poisonous if they're dead.
You know your shit.
Yeah.
What is this? You eat a lot of places?
Yeah. I'm a foodie.
Oh, yeah. He eats multiple times a day.
More than once?
Yeah, I love a good fucking oyster. Last night we got a whole fucking spread of different types of oysters. Fucking... Love it. You throw a little horseradish, a little bit of fucking.
I feel like you feel classy when you do oysters.
Yeah, the first time you do it, you're like, oh, I'm a cunt. And that's that. And it's not like, I don't even understand how you would ever get yourself into it because it's so gross. Like, initially, you're like, it's just like you're pulling a snot off a fucking shell.
That sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible, but it's fucking great.
That might be a thing also, like, when you get older, your taste buds change. Like, I don't think I would have liked it as a kid, but now when something tastes like the ocean, yeah. I'm like, this is good
shit. See, but I like that, though, because I grew up spearfishing and shit. So, like, I ate a lot of what are they, the little...
She grew up in Africa.
In Africa, yes.
Yeah.
The sea urchins and OPs.
We hunt with
and,
spears. Everything.
You ran around barefoot and shit?
I ran around barefoot. My feet are fucked up.
Stabbing a box of Pop-Tarts.
This is how we connect our groceries. Through a tub of milk.
We kept it in a bag on our hip.
She's walking with a box of Cheerios on her head.
That's why I'm so short.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I like the taste of the ocean, but I don't know. That just doesn't sound appetizing. That sounds weird.
Is there other oysters across the street at the steakhouse? Can we find out? Can you find out right now, real quick? Don't call the steakhouse across the street. Find
it on their oysters. Website and look at the menu.
Call them. No. Call them. Why do you constantly cut me down, dude?
I'm trying to make things easier.
It's not easier. A calling is easier than a website.
Calling is easier, but it is more stressful to the human being doing it, and he's thinking about anxiety.
I don't care about his anxiety.
Well, you shouldn't care
he
about
it. He should
anxiety.
Feel a little bit of anxiety. Welcome to fucking life.
Sure,
life is
sure.
anxiety.
Sure,
this
sure.
This is a little slice of what fucking life is. You're going to deal
he's
with...
He's fine with it, by the way.
He's currently on the phone.
He's totally chilling on the phone.
You know what, dude? Make another 3 months of review before we give you a raise. You know what? You know that attitude.
He looks so
by
confused.
The way, that is a funny call to make. Hey, do you guys have oysters? Yes. Gross. Hang up.
Can you call Oyster Shack across the street and see if they have oysters?
I'm surprised PETA hasn't got involved.
Let's see. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Oh, dude, oysters would be so good right now. Would you get some oysters, Scott?
I just want some pancakes now. We've been talking
about
it.
Pancakes.
What's wrong with pancakes?
Pancakes and oysters?
I am a trash
no.
person.
No.
I feel like my breakfast choice is too fat and I feel bad. I love chicken fried steak with sausage gravy.
Don't think I ever had that either.
Sausage gravy.
Yeah, the white gravy.
What is that? That's like
you
a gravy. That's a Cracker
Barrel. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said chicken and waffles.
No, chicken fried steak. Chicken fried steak with the white gravy and then like biscuits.
I like a chicken fried or dude a biscuit and gravy. If I'm at a southern place, doggy, if I am fucking south of fucking Paramus.
Yeah, waffle house.
I will get some fucking chicken and biscuits.
The
South will rise again.
That sounds awesome. See, I haven't had any of this stuff.
Delightful. You need to fucking get out there.
I got to get out there. We have this thing in Hawaii, though. This is one of my favorite things ever. It's called a locomoco, and it's white rice. They put a hamburger patty, usually a couple of over easy, over medium, if you'd like eggs, and then gravy. And it is like a little bit of Tabasco.
That sounds good.
Awesome.
I like it.
I have rice with breakfast maybe three times a week now.
Yeah. It's so good. It's the best. It's such a good combo.
With an egg and
yeah,
let it run into the rice.
Oh yes. Mm. Good
time. I like an egg on almost anything. You could throw a fucking fried egg on top of literally almost anything and it works.
I've had it on a pancake. I like it.
Yeah.
It's good on pancakes.
Hey, you have some eggs on the side of pancakes, you fucking chop it all up, doggy. Why not?
Great on a burger, great on a steak.
Yep.
Chicken, you feel like it's like perverse.
Chicken
like some Roman emperor, like some Roman emperor shit.
It's like when a woman is covered in period blood.
I saw a post about that. It's like a chicken omelet super evil because you're chopping up its own, or you're chopping it up and cooking in its own babies. I was like, that's great.
Hell yeah. But also would not get a chicken omelet. Would not.
Doesn't sound that good.
Chicken is not typically chicken is not a breakfast food. Yeah. I understand chicken and waffles, but you know,
it's fried chicken though.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
I do love it though.
I know I don't mind it. Look, I'll get it, but it's rare that I would order that. It is rare.
Chicken does go good with maple syrup though. The maple chicken biscuit.
Doggy, I like some
dude, syrup on sausage.
Doggy, sorry. Honey on fried chicken with a little bit of hot sauce.
Honey, dude. Bro, I'll go to motherfucking McDonald's, get my nuggets, right? No. I'll go get me some honey. They hand me honey mustard. I go, what the fuck?
That is
bee honey. No, honey. I go bee honey, and they go, yeah, dude, bee honey. Yeah.
Do they have that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At McDonald's?
Yeah, they'll hand you honey mustard because they don't know what you're talking about. And then you go, from a bee.
From a bee?
I go, the one the bees hang around. Yeah.
You know.
Go, oh, and there's a bee on it. They'll know.
Are you a hot honey guy?
I will do hot honey. But the problem with hot honey is it differentiates in flavor so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting just one, like, it's not...
Like, you got to find the brand you like.
Yeah, you got to find the brand.
You can't take a chance on what they
But
have.
I typically will, no, I'll do whatever. I have a few hot sauces in the house that I really like, and I'll do regular straight up honey, fried chicken in the honey, then the hot sauce. Take that bite, call it a fucking day.
Shout out this weekend. Try. A fan brought me honey habanero hot sauce.
Oh, that sounds good.
Phenomenal.
This show should just become a food show. We enjoy
I've been
talking about
here long enough.
It feels like a massage.
We've
right?
been talking. We love talking about food on this show.
How do they feel? They probably
they
hate our
it.
Fucking.
They
guts.
Love. They're all hungry now.
Oh, good. Yeah,
they're all starving.
I'm hungry, man. I'm am I allowed to do now. This? Probably
yeah.
not.
That this is like 80% of my.
Yeah, would you like some?
Food.
Okay. Would anybody like some? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
fuck, that was sad.
It's my athleticism.
Oh no,
that was terrible.
Farther than me. Fuck.
Not by much.
Yeah, dude, I eat like a motherfucker. Zach, what did you eat last night? Let's be honest with ourselves.
Oh, I was on the road last night and they got us pizza.
Hell yeah.
It was like somewhere between restaurant pizza and fast food pizza. It was called Pieology.
I've heard of it.
It was
Pieology.
A little it was Domino's-esque, but it was fine. And the club bought it for us, so it was very nice.
Every once in a while, I don't mind Domino's.
I like Domino's.
You have to be in the mood for it.
You do.
It costs as much as regular pizza. Which is like, I'll just get a pizza.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. So Domino's...
When Domino's had the 5-5-5 deal...
That's what we would always do. We get five pizzas.
But if I'm paying
pizzas.
The same amount as a regular pizza, go fuck your mother.
Yeah, no, I just go to like Crispy or something like that, like an actual pizza place.
I just remembered something. When I was like a kid, I had an older sister, you know? I got two older sisters. I won't say which one it was. But she was home with her friend, and I was home, and I was like, can we get a pizza? And they were like, yeah, sure. And they were watching me. And they get the pizza, and the pizza guy comes, and he's like, it's 20 whatever, and they're like, we don't have money, can we show you our tits? And he's like,
your sister?
Yeah, my sister and her friend, and I'm there, like, I'm the one who wanted the pizza.
How old were these girls?
I can't, because then it'll reveal which sister it was. I want you to go, maybe, which one is the whore? I don't want to say,
Were they
I have an idea.
And then I'm just a kid who wanted pizza, and then they fucking flashed this guy, and he gave them pizza, and then I had to eat the pizza with them.
With your dirty
with
tit
my
pizza.
Sister's tits, my tit, her tit money, her tit currency.
So the first time you saw,
I just remembered that
the first
here,
time
yeah.
you saw like Big Sausage Pizza or the pizza pornos, were you like, did you just cry?
Yeah,
like,
I was like, pretty much. It's, yeah,
that was like, I delivered pizza. That was the fantasy.
Of course.
One time a woman came to the door, and now that I'm an adult and I know, right? A woman came to the door like with a really like small revealing, like she just got into the shower. Not that she wanted me to fuck her. It turned her on to turn the pizza guy on.
Yes.
I get that.
Simple as that. She wasn't like planning anything. She just wanted to be like, you know, like a little nipple, like kind of showing. Like she was like way.
You're a little bit of an exhibitionist.
Yes. And I understand that now. Because I do that with every Uber Eats driver now.
You wear gray sweatpants and no underwear? Here's my dick.
He brings his boxers down. He's a little neck showing.
He's like, you don't need Taco Bell? Yeah. You have my drink?
All right. We got to run. We're gonna run. This has been fun. You guys are always great.
This is
go support Scott, support Zia. They're fucking great in everything they do. We're back on Friday with another brand new episode live on Friday. When I'm in town and I'm here on Fridays, I like doing them live. So we'll be there on Friday. We'll check you guys then. Thanks for watching. Peace.
That's all, folks.